Jewish news from down under. Down under. With Vic Aladav.
Good day, mate. Morning, Vic. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Always good to speak to you. Vic, let's talk about this. One of the stories that we're going to be talking about is that Australia or Israel, I think. No, Australia is trying to extradite, thank you, Hilton, a school principal from Israel. Tell us a little bit about this.
So this is a story which has been simmering along for a good couple of years now. And obviously it's important to make the obvious point, but it's important that everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
100%.
But just a few days ago, we had a Limud conference down in Melbourne. And a woman stood up to speak there. She was all of 29, a young mother, and she stood up to say that she had been molested repeatedly by her former school principal, who left for Israel in 2008, so 9 years ago now, after accusations surfaced against her. Having been in Israel since 2008, according to numerous media reports, she has missed a number of extradition hearings in Israel because she committed herself to psychiatric institutions for short periods, said that suffering stress, etc., etc. She is wanted in Australia for questioning in connection with 74 charges of molestation of a number of teenage girls, according to the ABC. And the young mother who stood up at Limud in Melbourne last week received one of the largest ever damage payouts in Australian history, being awarded $750,000 by the school because of its failure to prevent this abuse which she suffered as a young teenager at that school.
Yeah.
So it's a very worrying case. There have been a number of reports of attempts at extradition. To this date, it has not happened.
Yeah, it's so interesting, you know, what's happening in the world at the moment. I mean, you look at, you know, the case in the trial against Bill Cosby. Just yesterday, the South African law had a 20-year statute of limitations on child molestation charges, and it's been thrown out. So they've taken away the statute of limitations. But and just last year was the Royal Commission in Australia that you reported
that's
on.
That's right. That's right, and this case has emerged and has received due attention as a result of the Royal Commission, because the Royal Commission was not so much about what took place, but focused on the failure of institutions to protect those who were suffering this horrendous abuse. And just last month, ABC Australia's Broadcasting Corporation approached Israeli justice officials on the issue of this former principal to ask what is happening in terms of extradition, and the response came back that they were looking into it. Just this month, June, there has been the end of the term of Australia's ambassador to Israel, a very fine gentleman, Dave Sharma, who's been an outstanding ambassador, one of the best ambassadors we've had in Israel, just concluded his term. And he made it clear in one of his outgoing interviews that this issue is one that remains focused on in trying to have this extradition brought about so that the due process can take place. And so it certainly is an issue which has attracted significant attention, including, of course, in the mainstream media in this country.
Amazing. Vic, New Zealand Arts Festival has removed Israel from the lyrics of Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat. Now, what's happening between Israel and New Zealand? I was actually saying earlier, New Zealand's coming across as a little schizophrenic. You know, we love you, we hate you. We love you, we hate you. Yes, we'll make peace and then we'll vote against you in the UN. Then we'll take out Israel from Joseph. What's going on?
I know, and interestingly, just as a digression, just recently the Prime Minister of New Zealand ended his term. His name was John Keyes, who was actually Jewish. And so there's now a new Prime Minister in place, but that's a digression. I mean, this story would be comical if not a little sad. I'm sure everyone, all your listeners know and love the musical Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat. And as part of that, the fabulous song Close Every Door, which I won't insult your listeners by attempting to sing. One of the lines in that song people will remember is when Joseph is in an Egyptian prison and the line goes, children of Israel are never alone, for I know I shall find my own peace of mind, for I've been promised a land of my own. For reasons best known to the producers of the show in New Zealand at a New Zealand arts festival, and New Zealand is our neighbor just to the south of Australia, the lines, children of Israel was never alone, was changed to children of kindness are never alone. You know, go figure. And somebody picked this up, a member of the wider community, I understand her, who saw this and took great exception to this and notified not only the producers, but Sir Tim Rice himself, the composer of this great show all those years ago. And the festival organizers and coordinators have apologized. They said that the original words have been reinstated and all children of all backgrounds are always included in the arts festival, yada, yada, yada. Oh. So, you know, it would be very comical, if not a little sad, that white people would be moved to remove the word Israel from such a, you know, seemingly innocuous show, certainly beats me.
And the fact that it all takes place in Israel.
Well,
when it was still Canaan, right, before it was Israel. But Vic, that's where we leave it today. Thank you very, very much. And we look forward to speaking to you next Tuesday.
I look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful week.